From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is the Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. Nashville bluesman Johnny Jones passed away recently. The blues scene in the country music capital has largely been overlooked, but the Country Music Foundation recognized its importance with the release of two double reissue albums called Night Train to Nashville, which included this 1963 piece by Johnny Jones and his Imperial Seven called Really Part One. Johnny Jones was an Eastern Tennessee native who went to Memphis in his teens and then moved with his mother to Chicago in the 1950s, where he studied the blues of Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Little Walter. He left Chicago in 1957 for Wichita and later went back to Memphis, but he eventually settled for good in Nashville. In 1968, he recorded this piece, Soul Poppin', with his band The King Casuals, a band founded in Nashville by future Band of Gypsies bassist Billy Cox and Jimi Hendrix, who had left the band by the time of this recording. Jones was a mentor to Jimi Hendrix. In a guitar-playing contest at a Nashville club, Jones bested Hendrix, though he recognized Hendrix's developing originality even then. With the King Casuals, he did a James Brownish version of Purple Haze. Jones played in countless sessions and many house bands in Nashville clubs. He played guitar in the Beat Boys, the house band for the syndicated TV show The Beat, led by Gatemouth Brown. In the late 1970s, he toured with Bobby Blue Bland, playing in the band at Bland's shows with B.B. King, though his career slowed after that. Jones's career was relaunched in 1997 with an appearance at the Blues Estafette Festival in the Netherlands and an album on the Dutch Black Magic label called I Was Raised on the Blues. This song from that album, I Done Did That Already, showcases Jones's vocal phrasing skills.
Well, hello there, darling. I know that look in your eyes. You see something you don't like. You might want to try.
In 2001, Jones cut a strong album for Northern Blues Records called Blues Is in the House. Jones brought out the best in a great selection of songs. One of them is called Love Recession.
Well, now the Dow Jones is down, and your love is too. If y'all don't get it back up, I don't know what I'm gonna do. There must be a recession on your love.
Johnny Jones's last album, Can I Get an Amen, in 2007, was issued in Germany. Although he recycled a number of songs from his past albums on it, including the title track, it was a solid set of performances throughout.
But do you understand me? Brothers and sisters, can I get an amen?
Nashville bluesman Johnny Jones died October 14th. He was 73 years old. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at XPN.org, or anytime at XPN.org/blues.